Is he here yet, still, already? Which one would you choose? A lot of English learners hesitate here, and honestly, it's understandable, because still, yet, and even already are all connected to time, but they're used in very different ways. Hi, it's Mark from BritCent. In this video, we're going to focus mainly on still and yet. Then we'll take a look at already, and we'll also answer one of the most common questions I hear from students. What's the difference between he still hasn't called me and he hasn't called me yet? Let's start with still. We use still when something continues longer than expected. He's still here. I still work for the same company. She still hasn't replied. The key idea is continuation. The situation started before now and it continues now, and very often still carries a feeling of surprise, annoyance, or impatience. For example, you're still working. This sounds like, I thought you'd have finished by now. Or, it's still raining. Maybe you checked the weather 3 hours ago and expected it to stop. Now let's look at sentence position. Still usually goes before the main verb. I still live here. He still doesn't understand. They still haven't finished. But it goes after the verb to be. She is still busy. We are still waiting. Now in negative sentences, especially in everyday British English, native speakers often use contractions. And when we use contractions, still usually comes before the contracted negative form. He is still not here. This is possible, but in everyday British English, native speakers more naturally say, he still isn't here. Now let's move on to yet. We mainly use yet in questions and negative sentences to talk about something expected to happen. Have you eaten yet? He hasn't arrived yet. I haven't finished yet. The idea here is expectation. You think something will happen, but up to now, it hasn't happened. And unlike still, yet usually goes at the end of the sentence. For example, she hasn't called yet, not she yet hasn't called. And here's a very common learner mistake. Did you finish yet? In American English, this is common, but in British English, we more often say, have you finished yet? Now let's look at one of the most important comparisons. Still not versus not yet. Compare these two sentences. He still hasn't called me. He hasn't called me yet. Technically, both mean the same thing. The call hasn't happened. But emotionally, they feel different. He hasn't called me yet. This sounds neutral. Maybe you're simply waiting. He still hasn't called me. Now it sounds more emotional. Perhaps you're annoyed, disappointed, or surprised. It feels like, I expected this earlier. Here's another example. The bus hasn't arrived yet. Neutral. The bus still hasn't arrived. Now you sound frustrated. Maybe it's cold, raining, and you've realised you're going to be late for that important meeting. So here's a useful tip. Yet focuses on whether something has happened up to now. Still focuses on a continuing situation, often longer than expected. Before we finish, let's quickly talk about already, because learners often confuse it with yet. We use already when something happens earlier than expected. For example, I've already finished the report. She's already left. Have you eaten already? The feeling here is, wow, that was fast. Or, I didn't expect that so soon. Now compare these. I haven't eaten yet, meaning it will probably happen later. I've already eaten, meaning it happened earlier than expected. Notice that already usually appears before the main verb. I already know. She already told me. Or between have and the past participle. I've already finished. They've already arrived. So let's go back to the initial three questions. Is he here yet? You're asking if he has arrived up to this point. You expect the situation to change soon. Is he still here? You're asking if the situation is continuing. Maybe you'd expected him to leave already. Is he already here? Now you're surprised because he's arrived sooner than expected. So even though yet, still, and already are all connected to time, they each focus on a different idea. Yet, expected in the future. Still, continuing now. Already, sooner than expected. Once you understand that core difference, these words become much easier to use naturally in conversation. All right, your turn. Which sentence sounds more impatient to you? She hasn't replied yet. Or, she still hasn't replied. Let me know in the comments below. And if this video was helpful, hit like and subscribe for more practical English tips. See you in the next one.